Welcome back to the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series, your source for tips and techniques to make you irresistible to women. I'm James Brito, and I'm irresistible to women. Now it's your turn. The art of the kiss. In today's lesson, I discuss 3 points. Number one, how to make kissing easy and enjoyable. Number two, how to kiss for intimacy. And number three, how to kiss for affection. Right here on the How to Be Irresistible to Women newsletter series. Kissing girls. It's meant to be fun. If you're nervous about kissing women or see it only as a gateway towards sex, you're missing out. In fact, the more you take your time with kissing and truly enjoying it, instead of just rushing to get sex as soon as possible, the more chances you have of actually enjoying physical intimacy with a girl. It's more to them. It's emotion. It's passion. It's intimacy. And it can also be really fun. If you really want to enjoy physical intimacy with them, you have to adopt this attitude as well. It's not a bad one. Kissing really can be enjoyable. So let me show you how to kiss girls romantically and enjoy it. If you've never kissed before, the best thing you can possibly do is relax. As I've said on many of my lessons, whether it's asking a girl on a date or initiating a first kiss, if it isn't a big deal to you, then it won't be such a big deal to the girl. Girls match your mood, confidence, and body language. So if you show a nervous, unconfident disposition, then they'll feel that too. They'll feel nervous and unconfident in you as well. But open up your body, look her straight in the eye, take it slow and easy, and act like kissing her is natural and to be expected, well, then they'll adopt the same attitude as well. If the first kiss, or any kiss for that matter, isn't treated like a big deal by you, then your date or target, the girl you approach at the bar, won't make a big deal out of it either. It'll put her at ease and make her more open to the whole idea. Maybe she'll be open to a lot more. On top of that, it's important to remember that it isn't a big deal if you muck up your first kiss. Girls are very understanding, and you can actually laugh about it. This is especially true if you don't apologize for your behavior. Nothing puts a girl off more than a guy apologizing for something. But if you play it cool, joke about it, and laugh, then she'll totally understand. I know so many couples who joke about their first kiss. It's normal for the first kiss people have to be an awkward one. So girls will forgive you if it's not perfect. In fact, as they are often nervous themselves, it will really just put them at ease if it doesn't go perfectly. They'll realize your expectations of them aren't so high and untenable either. Of course, you still want to kiss well. A great kiss opens the door to even further possibilities, including passion, sex, and a great relationship. So it pays to learn proper kissing technique. That means knowing how to move in for the first kiss, controlling your tempo, kissing for affection, and kissing for intimacy. There are lots of websites out there, but I particularly like this one I write for. It's called kissing101.net. You'll get pictures and everything about what's right and what's wrong. You'll get kissing techniques, stories, everything. So check it out at www.kissing101.net. You'll find more of my articles and some truly excellent stuff on kissing. It's really a very comprehensive website. So once again, that's kissing101.net. For now, I'm going to cover 2 particular areas of kissing techniques: kissing for affection and kissing for intimacy. First, let's discuss kissing for intimacy. Say you're on a date and want to move things to the next level. The best way to do it is to talk about how you'd like to kiss her. As one guru, Craig, says, talking about sex is the first step towards having it. Likewise, talking about kissing is the first step towards actual kissing. It will relax both of you, and if said in a relaxed, confident, not desperate tone, you can really excite a girl. Once you do get to the kissing, kiss with passion. Don't half-job it. Use your arms, your body, press into her, touch her face with your hands, stroke her hair. All these movements show that you're serious about intimacy and want her in the worst way. If she pulls in, you're doing great. She pulls back, just slow it down, take it easy. Just because she doesn't do it with the same passion as you initially doesn't mean she doesn't want it. A lot of times girls want to take things slower than guys. And that's fine, just match her tempo. Kiss her on the neck, the cheeks, all over. Eventually that will warm her up. When she starts to get into it, moving closer to you, grabbing your back, then you can start kissing her in her erogenous zones all over her body. This includes some interesting areas like the wrists. The wrists are a very sensitive area and a great place to kiss. Also the inner thigh, of course. Remember, kissing isn't just on the lips. If you really want to get intimate, kiss her below the neck, on her thighs, on her hips, another very sensitive area, and even on her feet. Not to mention the obvious areas. This should guarantee you a great night. But hey, kissing doesn't end with sex. Too many guys make that mistake. Sex is only the beginning of the kissing stage. As you're performing, remember to kiss her all over her body, particularly on the neck and breasts. Show her that you're not just interested in a quick act. You want to be passionate and intimate as well. You truly enjoy everything about sex and intimacy. Kissing achieves this purpose and will make the girl eager to do it again. You can be sure it won't be just a one-shot deal. Finally, let's talk about kissing for affection. If you want to show a girl you really love her, sex and words won't be enough. Kissing, especially if it's done spontaneously and emphatically, is the best way. As I say in my ebook and audio series, which you can find at www.000relationships.com/2woman, woman loves surprises. Nothing shows you love your girlfriend or wife quite like a surprise, a spontaneous kiss out of nowhere. She'll love it and thank you for it. She'll also reward you for it by staying with you, wanting to kiss you, wanting to initiate sex, and treating you great. Happy wife, happy life. The same goes with girlfriends. Don't be surprised if she starts bringing you breakfast in bed, buying you presents, and acting a whole lot nicer, even giving you more free time with the guys. When you give her lots of kisses out of nowhere, just to remind her that you really love and appreciate her, she'll respond in kind. Guys, this works. In conclusion, remember the 3 points. Number one, put your date or girlfriend at ease. Don't treat kissing like a big deal. Open, confident body language, and an attitude that it's natural and no big deal will make it easier for both you and your date. Number two, for kissing with intimacy, use emphatic body language. Explore every part of her body. Don't let your hand sit idly by. And number three, to kiss for affection, do it with surprise and out of nowhere. Show a girl that at any moment you can splatter her with a big fat kiss that says you love her. Women love surprises. They like to know that you're always thinking about her, and a surprise kiss will yield great rewards. Finally, remember that kissing is meant to be fun. Once you see the fun and enjoyable side of kissing, as opposed to the nervous, pressure-filled side of it, you'll surely want more and more. More importantly, so will your date or girlfriend. As an old Chinese proverb says, kissing is like drinking tea with a tea strainer. You can never get enough.
This concludes today's edition of triplerelationships.com's exclusive newsletter series. For more information about me, James Brito, visit my website, 000relationships.com/2woman. That's 000relationships.com/2woman. triplerelationships.com. Now it's your turn.
Copyright 2006, triplerelationships.com, a unique design company, all rights reserved.